Granny woke with bright sunlight skewering into her eyes. She was slumped against the door, and her whole body felt as though it had toothache. She reached out blindly with one hand, found the edge of the washstand, and pulled herself into a sitting position. She was not really surprised to see that the jug and basin looked just the same as they had always done. In fact, sheer curiosity overcame her aches, and she gave a quick glance under the bed to check that, yes, things were as normal. The eagle was still hunched on the bedpost. In the bed, Esk was asleep, and Granny saw that it was a true sleep and not the stillness of a vacant body. All she had to do now was hope that Esk wouldn't wake up with an irresistible urge to pounce on rabbits. She carried the unresisting bird downstairs and let it free outside the back door. It flew heavily up into the nearest tree where it settled to rest. It had a feeling it ought to have a grudge against somebody, but for the life of it, it couldn't remember why.